Okay. So the Friday, so those members, the regular members of the Monday night Shulchan Aruch Shir, so these are several shirim, several things that we've touched on, but we said, every time we've touched on, we always said, all right, we'll put it all together in a chabur a little bit while later. So tonight tonight that is the plan. We're going to put it all together, find out how to eat shulchan on Friday night. And lest one think that this is only a winter shayla, when the Friday nights are very long, our chillin this past Friday night, I'm proud to report, was in its prime at 11:30 at night, and we had to eat it. All right, so the Gemara tells us, there's a Gemara in Beitzah. The first half of it is going to be the issue of magus, the issue of mixing in, putting in the spoon, and the second half will be an issue of chazara. So basically, to get chillin to Friday night, you're going to have to mitigate one or the other. The two of those come into conflict in order to get the chillin out Friday night and to get it back onto the stove. So to really analyze both, and then when you analyze both, so then you figure out what the psak should be. So the Gemara in Beitzah tells us, Tanya echa mevias ha'or ve'echa mevias ha'etzim ve'echa shovas ha'keder ve'echa mevias ha'mayim ve'echa nosim besochu tavlin. Right? So all these different stages of the making of whatever they're making, soup, right? So if one brings the fire, one brings the wood, and then another person brings the pot, and then another person brings the water, and then you put the whatever you put into the water. So all of those people are chai, because each one of them is doing an independent malacha, right? The one putting in the tavlin is doing a malacha. He's the one cooking the tavlin. Putting in water is cooking the water, so he's doing the malacha of cooking the water. And the last one is very interesting, v'echad megis, and another person comes along and mixes it all around. So that person mixing it all around, says the Gemara, he's chayev as well. He also violates the malacha, and therefore he's in trouble. So that gives birth, so to speak, to the idea of hagasa. There's some kind of issue of hagasa, some kind of issue of mixing around that could lead to a malacha. That has something to do with the malacha of bishul. That there's some form of mixing that will violate some form of bishul. So that's the makor for that. The Gemara in Beitzah on Daf Lamed Aleph. So there's another Gemara in Shabbos that is not really discussing, it's unclear what it's discussing. It's lo tamali isha kedera sasios v'termasin v'taniach l'til chatanor erev Shabbos im chashechos. A woman shouldn't fill up a pot with, help me out here, sasios v'termasin are, anyone want to help me out?
No help? Beans,
the beans, all right, the various beans, all right, on the Tochatan or on Erev Shabbos, as it becomes dark, right? And if you put it in on Erev Shabbos, so you violate the Isra of Shehiyah, right? You're not allowed to leave something out from Erev Shabbos that's not cooked. Question about how much it has to be cooked, but if it's not cooked at all, so it can't be left. It can't be left on a fire on Erev Shabbos. Was the gezeira that you're going to heat it up faster in order to get it to be cooked faster. So if you violated that din, and then it comes to Motzei Shabbos, all right. So you don't need it on Shabbos. Now you want to eat Motzei Shabbos. So Motzei Shabbos has stern b'kdeisha yas. You have to wait the amount of time it would have taken for it to cook. So it'd be shamay hivelo beis hillel. So we say perhaps it's only b'shamay and not beis hillel, because beis hillel would not prohibit it under certain circumstances. So you say, no. What? Shvisas Kalim, that's it, right. Shvisas Kalim. So we say, no, afilu tema beis hillel. We'd even need a problem with the beis hillel. Gezeira shema yechata b'gachalim. Because beis hillel would be concerned that you're going to mix up, you're going to rake the coals, and that's going to cause a greater fire, and that's going to be a problem. So then the Gemara says, so if that's the case, one should put several gezeiras on, list a couple of possible gezeiras, and answers up why it's not a problem. And then it concludes by saying, Semer liyora ligzor, so then you should also put a gezeira on putting wool into a pot. So Amar Shmuel, no, biyora akura. It's talking about the pot's not directly on the fire, it's off the fire. So why are you putting semer into a pot? So this is talking about a dyeing issue, right? You want to dye it, so now you're putting it onto... So you're putting it in order to die over the course of Shabbos. So Shmuel says, so you shouldn't be allowed to do that. So Shmuel says, no, you're putting it on a yorakur, it's removed from the fire. So v'neich l'shema meguspa, aye, but shouldn't you be concerned that you're going to mix it around and thereby violate something? So say, no, ba'akura v'tocha, it's moved off and it's sealed and you're not going to be able to go ahead and mix it around. So just on that daf in Shabbos, there's a big machlokas, because we show them what's the question. What's the magus? What is the issue of magus? So some Rishonim say, Rashi leading the charge claims that it's a problem of bishul, right? That we're afraid that you're going to mix it around, it's already fire, it's already hot, and that's going to cook the tzemer. And therefore, as we say, you got to seal it up in order to make sure that you don't do hagasa. And the Tosfos and other Rishonim say, no, you're not necessarily violating bishul. The concern is not that you're going to violate bishul, but rather that you're going to violate tzoveya, that you're going to violate the idea of coloring. So why is that relevant? Okay, so it's relevant, A, if it's a bishul issue, right? If it's a bishul issue, so then we see that there's even a concern of doing megas while it's off the fire, right? You're saying, aren't you going to do it off the fire? Now we're going to figure out a way to make sure that you don't do hagasa off the fire. So that sounds like hagasa would be us, or even off the fire, as opposed to if you assume that it's a tzoveya issue, so this is something to do with cholent, right? Cholent is, if you're going to be violating tzoveya, we probably do tzoveya with a different color, right? There's no issue of tzoveya that's going to be coming up with the course. This is simply something having to do with dyeing wool. So the Ran comments on that Gemara. So the Ran is quoted. The Ran does not appear. Only the Ran and the Dharma appears in the Bar Ilan. So I put the Ran.
You have to listen.
What? You have to listen. No, I got it right here. I put the quote in from the Beis Yosef. So I turned to the Beis Yosef to. No, now I got my new scanner. You can all give thanks to my parents for donating a scanner to me, and that way we could do all of these things that show up that just pop on. But it's still easier to do the Bar Ilan cut and paste. So the Ran writes a parakama de Shabbos, gabi nesinas tzemer liyora, right? So the Ran comments about this issue of putting the tzemer liyora mi ba'od yom, do'kimna biyora akura v'tocha, to mikan ilfas v'kedera, sha'avir mirodcha mi'al gabi ha'or, shekol shalo nispashal k'maychal ben jusai, emotin b'kaf mehem, denimsa megis v'ikam yishum mevashal. So he just said a couple of things here. He said that if you have k'deira that was removed, v'k'deira sha'avir mirodchen, mi'al gabi are from the fire, shekol...
No, it's really hot.
Mirodchen, right, if it's hot, while it's off the fire, shekol shalo nispashal k'maychal ben jusai, so long as it has not yet been cooked, K'maychal ben Jusai, it has not yet reached the status of Maychal ben Jusai. What's Maychal ben Jusai? Right, that's at least according to half the Rishonim, that's the amount that the requisite amount for it to be considered cooked for the purpose of Shabbos. Beyond that, wouldn't be a violation of the Malacha of Bishul. So Shekol Shaloni Spashal K'maychal ben Jusai Ein Motzin Bikach Mehem. Right, you're not allowed to use a spoon in order to get it out. The nimsa megas v'ikam yishum mevashal. So the Ran just threw a big kula and a big chumra. The big kula is not a big deal. Most of the other Rishonim say that as well, as we're going to point it out. The big kula is that this whole issue of hagasa, this whole issue of mixing, is only when it's not yet cooked. But once it's already cooked, then there's nothing to worry about. What are you mixing? You're mixing stuff that's already been cooked, and there's nothing to fear. That's what the Ran says. That's his big kula, which is really most other Rishonim are saying that as well. However, his big chumra is that the Torah we're not just asering hagasa, we're also asering bikaf. We're also asering just removing it with a ladle. Why are we asering and moving it with a ladle? The nimsa megas, because you're going to then be megas, v'ikam yishum mevasha, right? And you're going to be doing bishul. About kol sheni spashal, but then he says clearly, about kol sheni spashal, k'maychal ben jusai, sulei k'lemechash. As long as it's cooked to the status of maychal ben jusai, you no longer have to be concerned. But for this, v'hani mili b'kedeira, he adds in the final thing, he says, but that's only by something that you're cooking when you're actually dealing with bishul, you're actually dealing with food. However, b'tzera v'yora, if you're back with the Gemara, but the Gemara is explicitly talking about wool and dyeing wool, etc., so then you still do have to be concerned about hagasa later on. Why do you have to be concerned about hagasa later on? Because every time you mix it around, you're actually going to be making the dye better. You're not necessarily going to be making the food better, but you're going to be making the dye better if it's the case of dye, D-Y-E. So how does the Ran understand that Gemara? The Ran is saying that yes, it's true that Hagasa is a problem, and it's a problem of Bishul until you get to that last point. Right? The problem of Bishul, he's saying the problem of Bishul even would exist off of the fire. That's what he started out by saying. The problem of Hagasa would even be a problem off the fire. However, it's only, but only until the point that it's cooked. Once it's already cooked, so then it would only be a problem by the wool and the dye, but it's no longer going to be a problem by the food itself. Okay. Says the Rambam, Asur lahachnis migripa l'kedero b'shabbos, v'yal eish l'hotzi mimena b'shabbos, that it's prohibited to put a, also gripa, some a spoon or something. What? Ladle. Okay. Look at there, b'shabbos. V'hi ala eish. As long as it's on the fire, lahotzi mimena b'shabbos. In order to take something out on Shabbos, why? If they should make us ba. V'zem mitzrachei habishalhu. Mitzrachei habishalhu. V'nimzakim v'ashal b'shabbos. So he said, as long as it's on the fire. So now he changed. Didn't change the rhyme, but he has a little bit of a different. He says there's nothing about if it's off the fire, only when it's on the fire. And when it's on the fire, so then it would be an isser of hagasa, and it's tzarchi bishul hu v'nimsakim v'ashal b'shabbos. Now, what's the one thing that the Rambam left out though? That's what the Rambam left out. He doesn't say anything about Michael Ben Jussai. This is what the Rebbe picked up on.
He's
mafriz on midosu
because he's saying kaf.
He was on midosu. Also, I feel lahotzi minakadir
mimigripa.
Right.
Yeah, he's saying that taking out with a kaf, spooning out food is not mixing it.
Sure. Also, I feel lahotzi minakadir mimigripa. He disagrees with that. He said that idea that the Rambam has, that's a chumra. I mean, the Ran had it also. That's a chumra. But really, what we're talking about here is mixing it around, not the problem of taking out with a kaf. The Magen, so what about the fact that the Rambam said that it even applies until the even after Michael? It sounds like the Rambam doesn't put any limitations on it. As long as it's still, he says, as long as it's ala ish, it's going to be usher to do hagasa on it. So the Magen Mishnah says that no, the Rambam didn't mean that. The Rambam writes that, he says, about the Inum of Ushav, right, that the Rambam was not discussing something that was mevushal kol tzarcho, something that was already cooked. Because there, even if you put it back on the fire and you cooked it, that would be pater. That would be an issur derabanan of chazara, but that would still be pater. That would be exempt. So how can you possibly say that if it's sitting on the fire and you mix it around, that that's any worse than taking it something that was off the fire and putting it back on? Right. So the Magen Mishnah says that it must be that this that at most this is only a derabanan, but really he says that. The Rambam wasn't referring to that. If it's already completely cooked, then there's nothing to worry about. The Kesef Mishnah, on the other hand, which is Rav Yosef Karo, which is very important because Rav Yosef Karo is the kind of gets a big voice. But see, the same Kesef Mishnah makes it into the Shulchan Aruch. So Kesef Mishnah then comes along and he also some kulas and some chumras. So first he says, "Aser lahakus me gripa lekader b'shavus v'hi al eish." That's his quoting from the Rama. Nirali shemasha kasser rabenu v'hi al eish lav dafka el kol shavir mirutachas mi'al ha'or hi al eish karila v'chein das tur v'rabenu yirochem. So the first thing he says is, "I don't understand why it should make a difference if it's on the fire or if it's not on the fire." He says, "Even if it's off the fire." So you're talking about a kli rishon. What do we know about a kli rishon? A kli rishon is mevashel. A kli rishon does cause things to be cooked. So just because it's not on the fire anymore, if we really assume that this can cause heat, that this can cause cooking. So what does it matter whether there's a fire underneath it or not? So that's the first thing that Rav Yosef Karo says, and we'll see that does make it into Shulchan Aruch. Kol shavir mirutach me'al or hi al eish karila v'chein dasatur b'nei ruchem. So kosev haramach. Then he quotes the Ramach, also similar to the Rabbit, had disagreements with the Rambam. So because Ramach also has to be gripa, nearly lafarish medvar mamurim, this is the Kesemish talking though, nearly lafarish medvar mamurim, betavsha shalo bishal kol tzorcha, bishal kol tzorcha mutter. Then turns around and says, but it has to be, this only would be talking about things that aren't completely cooked, but if it's completely cooked, it would be mutter. V'chein haminug, and that's what we see, mikol makom tzorchiyin l'peirusho sheperish v'alo megis u'mekariv habishal, Im kein ha'eich mutter lismoch kedera chaisa afiu lo garaf ledivri akol v'maylo gazru dilma megis. But however, he asked the question: if hagasa is really going to be a problem of karav mivashel, so there are some things that we're mat. We are matter leaving a kedera close to a fire. But if, or even when it's not garf, or we allow it to be left on a garf. So why don't we say that we're not, if Hagasa is really considered like Bishul, so why are there no gezeros against Hagasa? Right, if the moving it around is the equivalent of taking it and putting it on the fire, right? So just as we have gezeros against taking something and putting it on the fire, we should also have gezeros against Hagasa. And if we don't see any gezeros against Hagasa, and he answers, "V'nirli nira l'far shalom megis v'hutzoveh k'derech hatzom shemegis habagadim likos hatzviya v'yishlomer kevin shekedera chaisa masiach daite v'lo magis." He says, "Nah, because the gezera is." Chaisa, it's raw. It's not raw.
Yeah, it's not
raw. Because it's raw. Okay, k'derech chaisa, because it's raw. So you're not. There's no real havamina that you're actually going to do hagasa. It doesn't really. It helps. It doesn't necessarily help that much that you're going to have a havamina to violate hagasa. Okay, so the Magen Mishnah is explaining the Rambam based on the way we that you're not allowed to put the kaf in as long as it's on the fire, as long as it is not cooked. But if it is already cooked, it's no longer a problem. The Kesef Mishnah comes along and says that added on that, well, not just if it's on the fire, but even if it's off the fire. But the Kesef Mishnah does not disagree about the idea of whether it was already cooked or not. So how does it come out in Shulchan Aruch? So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, three sources from the bottom. Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud Ches Ha Ilfus Vakedir Shavur Meirodcho Meal Gabe Haor. That if you have a pot that you took off of the fire, im lo nisbash al kol tzorcho im utzim v'kaf mehim. If it has not yet been nisbash al kol tzorcho, you're not allowed to remove it with a kaf. Even if it was removed from the fire, you're not allowed to take out with a kaf. Shenimsa megis, because that would be considered megis. That would be considered mixing around. V'ika mishum mavasha, v'im nispasha kol tzorcho mutter. However, he does say across the board that if it was completely cooked, nispasha kol tzorcho, it should be mutter. Then he goes on and says how similar you're not allowed to do, because that's going to cause a problem. And then the Ramah at the bottom here, v'lechadchil yesh li zaher af b'kedera b'chol inyan, comes along the Ramah and says, but you should be, l'chadchil, one should be careful, one should be machmir about kederos no matter what, whether it is cooked or whether it's not cooked or whether it's whatever the story is. Right? You have to be careful about hagasa when it comes to things, even, it sounds like even when they are cooked. So bottom line here is the machaber is makil if it's already cooked, right? No questions asked. It's already cooked, done. Right? You're allowed to mix, you're allowed to spoon, you're allowed to do whatever you want.
Is that true if it's even on the fire?
It sounds like even if it's on the fire, yeah.
It says here, El Zagder Shavirin Marusakim Agave Or, but if you took it off the fire, Im Lo Nispashol Kotorho Im Motzim Bekav, right?
I see what you're saying. He doesn't say it explicitly.
In the Magid Mishnah also, I believe, and for sentence here, because the Magid Mishnah says it somewhere explicitly, I think, that you can't, that according to Rambam, that on the fire is a gezeirah derabanan. It's a mixing of Avash. I don't see it here, I'm not sure.
And that's regardless of whether, and that's even if it's cooked.
So Magus is the Arisa, is what we're saying.
Well, it has the possibility, right? That was the first source we quoted, that there's a possibility of being an Issa de Arisa. No. The Mishnah Berurah says Shavirin L'Rabbi. We're going to see the Mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah made the cut. That's why I checked to make sure. Okay. Mishnah Berurah is the second source on the top of the page. Nakat Shavirin L'Rabusa Da Filu Bezeh. That even if you take it off, it's still aser. I mean, but it sounds like the Iker Din of the Mechaber is while it's sitting on the fire. That was my read of the Mishnah Berurah.
So if you look like the Ramah, how do you get the stuff out?
So the Mishnah Berurah deals with how does the Ramah get the stuff out of the pot. You'll see that shortly. First of all, you got to wonder, what was the Ramah concerned about, right? What happened? How are you ever going to... I can't eat on Shabbos anymore. what are we going to do?
Satan.
No, you thought seltzer was going to be a problem. Okay, so the Mechaber himself, he's quoting from the Piskei Ma'ariv. I don't know if you could even find the Piskei Ma'ariv inside. The Darkei Moshe only quote. He's just quoting the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe doesn't quote any more pieces of the Piskei Ma'ariv. But there is a Kolbo and there is a Sefer Tiferes Shmuel. Kolbo writes, Hamvash quoting this din, Hamvashal Davar Shai Mavushal Kol Tzorcho O Shaloi Yabishal Klal Pater. That if you cook something that was Mavushal Kol Tzorcho O Shaloi Yabishal Klal, wasn't cooked at all, your Pater. Let's say Hamvashal Davar Shai Mavushal Kol Tzorcho O Shaloi Yabishal. What does it mean? O Shaloi Yabishal Klal. What does that mean?
Cooked or not cooked at all?
Putting its original state.
You didn't cook it. Okay. Avashal davishayim avushal kol tzarcha oshaloya bishul klal. It wasn't cooked. Okay. V'chol shabab b'chamin l'fnei ha-shabbos, or anything that came before Shabbos and to become contact with heat. Kolomar sheni special shorno so b'chamin b'shabbos v'afilu b'kli rishon. You can put it with hot water on Shabbos, even with kli rishon. Uva shelo yal eish. Right, as long as it's not on the fire. Gezeira shema yagispa. Why can't you put it if it's on the fire? Because of the gezeirah that you may do hagasa to it, and therefore you're going to be chayav mishum bishul. So what does this kolbo mean? What is this talking about?
But even something cooked fully that's on the fire can't be mixed.
Right. Why is that? Why is it that something that's fully cooked that's on the fire can't be mixed? Okay, but he said that it's v'yischai of mishum mevashel. There's going to be an issur d'oraisa of mevashel. It sounds like it's not just the mechzukim that you're going to look, it's marasai, it's something like that, but he uses the words v'yischai of mishum mevashel. And it says gezeira shema, more than
maybe
that, gezeira shema yagas.
Maybe somebody will do it at a different time when it's not fully cooked. Maybe somebody will do it, and then he will be
chayiv. Okay.
It's not a
marasai.
It's a gezeira that somebody will do.
No, but he said a gezeira that you go.
It says to you, chayiv mishum is mevash.
Somebody else will do it.
Mevash lo yeish gezeira shemayagi spot v'yischayv, and he'll be chayiv mishum mevash. Okay, interesting. Rav Moshe writes in the Shuva on the next page, and we'll see that Rav Moshe himself says, I don't really know what the Kolbo was referring to. The Tiferes Shmuel quotes a similar thing. He says that even if it's Mavushal Kol Tzarecho, that he would still be an Issur D'Rabbanan, right? That's the underlying part, three lines from the bottom. I don't have to go through it, but V'asfina mi D'Rabbanan, afil Mavushal Kol Tzarecho. So he says that it might not be D'Rabbanan, but at least D'Oraisa should be a problem. Why Shema Yita V'Yira Lo Shehi Mavushalas Kol Tzarecho V'Yavu Lidechi of Skila? Because perhaps you're going through luck and see, is it Mavushal Kol Tzarecho, is it not? And if it's really not Mavushal Kol Tzarecho, then you may come to have an Isser Skila. Right? So he says, even if it's already cooked, you're not allowed to do it, lest I do it when it's not fully cooked, and then I'm going to be violating Isser Skila. I mean, what's fully cooked again? Is fully cooked Michael Ben Shai? It's not cooked as we show him. It's fully cooked Michael Ben Shai. It's fully cooked when it's cooked the whole way. Not for tonight. Not for tonight's Chabur. So Rav Moshe writes, we've quoted this tshuva many times. I didn't bring it. Sorry. We've quoted from this tshuva many times because it's extremely, extremely long. It's a tshuva that was written to Rabbi Eider when Rabbi Eider was printing his farm on Hilchos Shabbos. So Rabbi Eider had a whole list of questions, and Moshe wrote back a whole list of answers, and it all got printed in Orach Chaim Chelet Zalat. So the question here that he asks is Kshegeder Kaveda V'Kashel Hasira Min Ha'Ish. He says, let's say the pot is very, very heavy, right, and it's going to be very difficult to take off the fire. Ha'im Mutter Lahotzi B'Kafim V'Vush Kol Tzorchem. It's already cooked. Bottom line, are we allowed to use a kaf? All right, are we allowed to use a spoon to take it out? So he says that if it's very hot, it's midron asar afil lahotzi bekaf v'lo dami lahash akasav hamagin avram denagu heter b'minei kitniyos shemutzino so bekaf after you serve the ika iser gam acher sheridu min ha'ish the mikol malkum kishu ala ish the ika tam lesser kidchasav hatiferes Shmuel v'ika gam das hakol boshu asar midoraisa. He says when there's a fire, when it's on the fire, I have to have this fear as the ika tam lesser, as the Tiferes Shmuel wrote, because maybe it might not really be fully cooked. And there's also the idea of the kolbo that's an issur d'oraisa, even though afshalom muvan hadavar, even though we don't really understand what the kolbo was referring to. So even though it's still the Kol is a Rishon, we listen to what he says. And I would suggest that even by a kedera that was fully cooked, so we're still concerned that there might be pockets that really aren't mevashal kol tzarcho, ashehin ruin lechol, even though they are roy lechol, because the agav ruva the ruva may kedera shu mevashal kol tzarcho, because ruva the ruva of the pack really is mevashal kol tzarcho. Still, there might be a pocket that's really not, and by mixing it up, you're going to be cause pockets in order to cook more. And if you do it while it's ala ish, you're going to cause that those pockets get cooked as well. While ish, it should be even if it's off the ish, right? It would also cause it to be in vashel as well, right? The Mechaber says, why he makes the distinction, I'm not sure. But he says, l'chein chamur v'yesh leser api kadera kaveda, and if I want to be machmir and aser even by kadera kaveda, aval kishasachu mina ish, ein lahachmir b'kadera kaveda kivimagin avram. But as long as you've taken it off the fire, right? Ein lahachmer b'kedera kaveda. You don't have to be mapped by kedera kaveda to do what? I guess to take it off completely. As long as you've taken it off, I mean, it sounds like shifting it on the blech. As you've shifted it off the fire.
The Magen Avraham is saying that if you have something that you can't easily pour out, like the beans, then you have to not pour it out. But if you could something easily that Magen Avraham implies, if it's easy to pour out, then Taki you shouldn't put a cup in even off the fire. He's basing himself obviously on the Ramos quoting the Maharish.
Right, that's the Mishnah Berurah quote.
Right, and then goes to the Chorus. And then here, what he's saying is that even after the Kaveda of Al Kishlag Min Aish, then you don't have to be makna like the Magen Avraham. So he's saying the minute for us is we can use a spoon on anything once it's off the fire.
Once it's
pull something off the fire. If it's thick and sticks to the sides of the walls, like beans, whatever he's talking about there, then you don't have. Then you can use a spoon lakul according to the Magen Avraham. But if you have a soup, let's say, then you should pour it out. But what Ramosha is saying is that the way we pass in is that we use a spoon on a ladle on everything.
Right, that's the Mishnah Berurah passings as well. You see, shortly, right, the first Mishnah Berurah was the one that, at least I claim, although I see, you could even read the Mishnah Berurah not even saying that. But the Sharavir and the Rabusa, the Afil Bazet Isik Shulam Special called Tzarecho, but it sounds like you would, Afil Ome Al Gabe, or Mutter Lhotzi Bekaf, they said, but the Mechaber says, right, that does say explicitly, Aval Ome, if it's standing on the fire, it would be Mutter Lhotzi Bekaf, Kein Masha Beis Yosef, Aval Be'eli Rab Masik Deish Lasser. There are those that Aser it, but it sounds like from the Beis Yosef, that if it's sitting on the fire, that you're sure that it's mevashel kol tzarcho, so then you're allowed to take off with the spoon. It's only the Ramah who says that one should be machmir by a case of
even
off the fire. However, the Mishnah Berurah says. So how do you get it off? So how do you get it out of the pot? He says, Ela yafel hakadeira. Rather, pour the kadeira out, the kara, velo yotzi bekaf, and don't use a spoon. Really, that's going to cause any less of a mixing. Okay.
That's what I was wondering. It shows that magis is only with a cleat.
Well, it depends what's the problem with magis. Why is magis a bishul? So if it's that it will cause the food to cook more quickly, then once you pour it out, it's finished. You're not causing the food in the pot to cook more quickly. And if it is that it's to mix the contents better, then you're not mixing. If you shake it up in the pot, that's the same thing as magis. You just pour some out. You're not causing it.
But you are. I don't know. If you're holding a remotion svara,
as much as I'm taking it out with a ladle,
right?
Well, taking out with the ladle is a question. Meaning that is that really magis or not? The basic.
No, but Mishnah Berurah here is saying better to pour out than to use a kaf.
Yeah.
So why should that be?
That's what the Ramah said. Well, he's praising himself just on the Ramah.
So it would seem
that the Chief of the Ramah is difficult.
The Mishnah Berurah understands the Ramah.
I would not be surprised that what the Ramah is saying, I hear what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, but what the Ramah is saying, he's not talking about a kaf, he's talking about Hagasa. He's saying that you should be Machmir and a Kedera with Hagasa. But then really with the kaf, the Ramah would pass exactly like you're saying. There's no reason why you can't pull it out. I haven't seen the Ma'ariv in some.
Yeah, but the Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Ramah.
No, that I hear. But then you have that question, which is unanswerable, it sounds like.
Really, like we wrote earlier, the mevusha kol tzarcha afu lahagis mutter. It says really meikar adin to do hagasa when comes the mevusha kol tzarcha was really mutter, as we wrote in Shin Chof Aleph Sof Sif Yates. I wrote to lahachmir yachmir b'hagasa mamish, and one wants to be machmir, very good. Like Dr. Weiss was just saying, for wrote to lahachmir yachmir b'hagasa mamish, one should be machmir by hagasa mamish. About lahotzi b'kach ain lahachmir klal, but to take out with a kach, you really don't have to be machmer at all. But is special called tzarcha ve'ein al eish. If it's completely cooked and it's no and ve'ein al eish though, if it's no longer on the fire, I mean that's the chumra of the Ramah. The chumra of the Ramah is even when it's mevushal called tzarcha, it's got to be taken off the fire. One could make a claim that the Ramah would even be more machmer. One could make a claim and say and 2 + 2 = 4 and say you're not even allowed to use a kach even if it's off the fire, etc. But bottom line, Mishnah Berurah says this, as far as he's willing to go is that if it's all, if you're off the fire with the Ramah, then you are okay. So so according to if one is concerned about Hagasa, and we should be concerned about Hagasa, right? It's a pretty important din. So how to do chill on Friday night if you want to leave it on the fire. So this is where the idea came that you got to take it out, spoon out the chill, and then you put it back. Right, that way you avoid the machaber because it's already, assuming that it's already cooked, you better hope your chilin's already cooked. I wouldn't recommend eating it if it's not. But if, assuming it's already cooked on Friday night, so then the machaber would say you could just take it out. The Ramah would say you should take it off, make sure it's off the fire, and then you can stick in a kaf and then you put it back. The problem is putting it back is an isser of chazara. Right, you're not allowed to take something and put it into onto a fire, or even onto a blech over the course of Shabbos. And when we use our crock pots, so you're putting it onto a blech, or if you're using a blech, then you're putting it onto a blech. So how do you avoid the isser of chazara? Okay, so the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, it's easier to, I thought just to do the Shulchan Aruch first and then to point it out from the Gemara, that the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kira Sheki Grufa V'Ketuma, right, that a Kira that is covered, V'Natal HaKadera Mi'Aleh Afil V'Shabbos, and you remove the Kadera from it, even on Shabbos, right? So that's condition number one. That's got to be grufa v'ktuma. It's got to be covered up. There's got to be some form of a blech on, or there's got to be no fire there. There's got to be some form of a blech on. If there's no form of a blech on, it's then there's nothing. You can't do anything. You can take it off, but that's it. Mutter lahachzira. You're permitted to put it back. Kolzman A shehi rotachas. That it's still hot. B v'oda biyado. That you're still having it in your hand. 3 lohi niyach agave karka. Hasn't put that on the ground. And 4, v'daisul hachziru, that you have das, you're going to put it, that you're going to put it back. That the whole time you had in mind that I'm going to be putting it back, right? So there are 4 conditions that we just listed: hot, still in your hand; 3, you didn't put it down on the ground; v'daisul hachzara, and you had das to put it back. V'davka al gaba v'alatocha asr, it's only talking about on top, and you're not allowed to put it back into an oven. V'tanar asul hachziru, afilu hugaru v'katum, you're not allowed to put it back in an oven. V'din l'kupachim, esiku v'gefetz v'ezer. So says the Ramah, v'davka shenisbash mevushal kol tzarcha v'az mutal hachzir. And of course, this is all a discussion only when it's mevushal kol tzarcha. If it's not mevushal kol tzarcha, so then you're not allowed to put it back. Okay, so issue here is, so you have these 4 conditions. Now, where did these 4 conditions come from? Where did we get the idea that the 4 conditions come from? And are they all ma'akev? So these conditions are based on a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos said in Lamed Ches Hamez is the end, is the last Gemara on the first Mishnah in Parakira, where he says, so Vaf Rabbi Oshia Savar Af Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos. Rabbi Oshia says you should return it even on Shabbos, that you could do Chazara. I mean, the Gemara is proving the idea of Chazara. Damar Rabbi Oshia, Pamachas Hainu Ondim Le'ila Mi Rabbi Chia Rabbi. I was once standing by Ila from Rabbi Chia. Va'aleinu lo kumkum shelcham midyota tachton l'idyota elyon. And he took a barrel of hot water, and from the lower furnace or from the lower fire, and brought it up to the upper fire. And then he filled up a cup and he put it back in its place. We did this and he didn't yell at us. So we see that there's such an idea of chazara. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Zrik, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Tadai, Lo Shanu Elish Odin Biyado. He says, okay, but you could only have done that if it was still in your hand. Aval hanichan al gabe karka usser. But if you put it down on the ground, so it would be usser. So it's interesting. Those are
dafka karka.
Oh, maybe. I mean, that's part of what. Maybe. Maybe, maybe not. Did they have anything other than karka then?
Yeah.
Right? But he says, first, as long as it's still in your hand, but if you put it on the ground, it would be usser. So, Amar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Tidai, Di Eved, Lugarmi, Hu Da'avon, Aval Hacha, Amar Rabbi Chia, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Hanicha, Al Gabi Karka, Mutter. So, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you put it on the ground, it would be Mutter. And the Gemara continues, it's somewhat of a convoluted Gemara. There's about seven different Amorayim that take a stand on these various tonight. Do you have to have in mind? Do you not have to have in mind? Do you have to have an ODBL? Do you not? Are you allowed to put in karka? Are you not allowed to put in karka? So all of those opinions get brought out. And then at the end, by Rabbi Yirmi asks one more question. Talim b'makal mahu. What about if you put it on a hook? Right? Or what about anichan al gabe mata or amita? Or let's say you put it on a bed. Right? One of those two cases. Right? Are those is that considered as if you put it on the karka, or is that okay, or is that not considered as if you put it on the karka? And then by Rav Ashi, pinan mimecham lemecham mahu. What about if you took it? Oh, what was that again? Mimecham lemecham. Any? If you move from one to another, so is that okay? From mechon lemechon, right? You took it from one. Kum kum shem shem chamin bo chamin, right? If you took it from one and put on another, would that be considered chazar? Or is that considered as if you're putting a betchila? So we say teku. So we say on those, we're not sure. Okay, so we have all of these machlokas amurayim that I got put together, and then you have these final three questions here at the end, right? And they're all conclude with teku. So the question is, in this kind of question, so how do we paskin? So all of these issues, whenever you talk about the issur of chazara, is an issur deraisa, is an issur derabanan. Any issue with chazara, they all should be an issur derabanan. Right? Everything's cooked already, so it's impossible for it to be an issur deraisa. So in theory, in the machlokas of an issur derabanan, we should paskin lekula, right? However, all the rishonim seem to paskin lechumra. So the basis is if. I mean, that code word shvus, right? But the Rif says kalishna kama v'chasav haran. So the Ran comes. The Rif only quotes the chumras in this gemara, right? The Rif only quotes things al pi halacha. So he only quotes the chumra dekamarai and doesn't quote the kula dekamarai. So comes the v'chasav haran, and again the Ran is quoted by the Beis Yosef. The achal gav de lishna baster mekel, that even though there is another whole strand of amarayim that are mekel on this paskura busa kalishna kama l'chumra mifnei shehim dvarim shekorim lovely de yisur Torah. And because he wanted to paskin l'chumra, we paskin l'chumra because these are things that can lead to an issur d'oraisa. V'chein pasuk harash. Similarly, the Rush paskin l'chumra as well. How does the Rambam paskin? So the Rambam paskins in the next course. Kol shemusul l'shaso al gabe ha'ish kishenotan osu b'shabbos asu lachzir l'mkomo. That anything that you're permitted to leave on a fire when you remove it on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put it back in its place. V'ein machzirin l'olam el al gabe kira grufo mechuso v'kir v'kupach v'hosku v'kash v'gvava. And you're only allowed to put it back if there's something on a blech, or it's covered, or the fire is gone, b'ushalo haniach hakadeir al gabe karka, as long as you didn't put it on the ground, aval mishayniach al gabe karka, imach zirin oso. And if you put, and if you didn't put, however, if you put it on the ground, you're not allowed to put it back. So we asked before, what does that mean if you're not allowed to put it on the ground? Are you allowed to put it someplace else? Or you'll have to put it on the counter? You'll have to put it on something else? So, very good. So, aura number one is, that might be the teku, right? That's the question. What about other things? What about on a hook? What about things? And we conclude a teku. So, do we have to be machmer on that teku? So, that's a little unclear whether we're machmer on that teku or not. That's a question whether we're machmer on that teku. We show them don't quote that teku. Rishonim don't quote those dinim. They just, they leave it. However, the Rambam may have been very machmer on this, because the Rambam writes in his Perish HaMishnayis on that, where he talks about Chazara in the Perish HaMishnayis, the Rambam wrote, Machzirin b'tnai shelo enochu akadera al shum davar. You return it on condition that you're not going to put it on anything. El nish'ara ba'ovir ad sheyotzik yumenu v'yachzirena. But you have to hold it in midair until you get everything out. Meaning that if you put it on anything, so that already is mevatel all of the tanayim of Chazar. That seems to be what the Rambam here is saying in the Perush HaMishnayos. Full disclosure is that Rav Moshe says that no, he didn't really mean that. Rav Moshe further on in that same tshuva, Simon Ayin Dalet and Chelik Dalet, writes that was asked this question, and the answer is that no, you could be makel. He was asked, do you have to have it in midair? And he says, no, yesh lahakel, you could be makel, b'loshen hiniach, v'lo b'loshen hamidal, gabi karka, mashu hiniach, mamish levada, v'lo achuz baklal. Uram Gilmi Shabbos Halacha Yud Lo Hisker Shatia Ba'avir Mashur Shafar Rambam Mati. He says the fact that the Rambam didn't include that Tanai in the Yad HaChazaka means that the Rambam didn't at least either change his mind later on or whatever, didn't really feel that it was necessary. So bottom line, within the what I want to bring out from these dinim of Chazara is the following. That when we talk about the Friday night chillin, right? So what's our eitza? So our eitza is in order to avoid hagas, in order to avoid megas. So what do? We take it out. You could hold it in midair, right? But if you're trying to keep right, it's covered, it's kind of heavy, and unless your wife is going to assist you in the matter, right? It's not so easy to do, and usually they often won't assist you in the matter. So what do? So then you put it down, So okay, you can keep your hand on it, right? You can keep that tonight, right? It's going to stay hot. You can keep that tonight, right? You're going to put it back on a blech. Make sure you keep that tanai, right? But you're not keeping the tanai of al gabi karka. Perhaps you're not keeping the tanai of al gabi karka. I should say you're not, but perhaps you're not keeping the tanai of al gabi karka. And as we see from this Gemara, it could be that that's the ikar tanai. I mean, that's the main point. The main point is don't put it on the ground. That's what the Rambam quotes in the Perush HaMishnayos. That's why the Rambam seems to present the din as being that you have to is what you have to be concerned about al gabi karka. And it's a question about how you have to be concerned about al gabi karka. So So when we discuss the removal of Friday Night Chillin, when you have the intention to put it back, so in a way you have this conflict between these two dinim. You have a conflict of a haggah. If you leave it in the crock pot, so then you have a challenge of hagasa. And if you take it off the crock pot, then you have a challenge of chazara. So which one are we better off violating? So I would say, al pi svara, I would be much more concerned about chazara than I would be about hagasa. Right, Hagasa is a as you saw, most kamat all the Rishonim say that once it's cooked, you don't even have to worry about it, even when it's on the fire. The Ramah is machmir. It's true, the Ramah is machmir, but even the Mishavura didn't seem so nervous about the Ramah. They said, yeah, you should be machmir, remove it from the fire, but still. I know, it's true, the Rav Moshe was said to be machmir for that kol.
He's talking about even an institution, Nebuch, the poor, crippled people. He's saying you can't do it, right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's very machmir.
Right, but what was he...
Who cooks in a pot that can't come off the fire? He's talking about institutions.
Right, we can't, Marsha Kol, that's what we had to do all the time, right? Yeah. So you can move it, however, what was an option for Rav Moshe? An option for Rav Moshe was move it off the fire. Rav Moshe had an option of sliding it away and not having an issue of chazara, because you're allowed to put it to the side of the blech and put it back, and you don't have that fear of chazara. We, in our modern crock pots that we use, that didn't exist when Rav Moshe wrote that, or maybe didn't exist when Rav Moshe wrote that tshuva, you lose in chazara in a way that Rav Moshe wasn't losing in chazara.
It's just pushing it off the fire. It's removing it from the fire.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying. That he would tell you that maybe he's not dealing with that case here. Here he's saying, Mamish removed it from the fire.
I hear. You know, Konami, I hear. I mean, it might be against Rav Moshe. That is true. It is true. It might be against Rav Moshe.
What does silken mean if not sliding it? Removing it?
No, removing it means take it or moving someplace else.
But silken would start in that.
So then he's not worried about Chazara.
No, he's saying, take it off the fire and serve it.
He's saying against what I'm saying.
Serve it, don't put it back.
Nothing for Shabbos the next more day.
That's what he's saying. Rav Moshe is not talking about putting it back.
Talk about Friday.
Oh, okay, so fine.
During the day, you're at Hask, you have a pot this big a thing, you want to feed the kids, you pull it off.
Okay, good. So I'm protected against Rav Moshe.
Yes, can I leave it on the fire and take it off?
He's dealing with the Friday night issue.
Right, Rav Moshe wasn't dealing with the Friday night issue. Okay, good. Good. So
what makes it worse is what he's saying, because he's saying that even where it's for the meal, you can't do it. So you wouldn't allow it for Friday night for someone's player. Here you're saying for the main meal you can't do it.
No, so that's right. That's right. Time. That's where the Chazanish comes into play. The Chazanish, at least the last three lines of the Chazanish, is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, in the back of the Mishnah Berurah, where the Chazanish says that. That if you would not be able to get it out other way, otherwise, v'nira tiberotza lahashra kader kishahaya alakira she'inam grupa she'im yisalka lo yuchal lahachzir, right, that if you have a situation where you wouldn't be able to put it back, so he's saying she'inam grupa, that there's no bluff there, but if you have a situation where you would have an issue with putting it back on, v'ein lo takana ela nitol bekaf efshe lahaka. He said, and the only eitzah is, in order to avoid any issur of any problems of chazara, would be to remove it with a kaf. So then he says, that's what you should do.
So I would argue that you're stretching it to, I would like to have some phone from Friday night. Here again.
So I disagree.
Ein lo takana ela litul. You have no choice. Then maybe I could be makel. I disagree.
I don't know why.
What case is he talking? I don't have the whole piece. Is he talking about a big institutional title also?
He's talking about the regular dinim of Hagasa. He's talking about Hagasa. Most of the piece is a discussion about the merits of Hagasa. And the Chazanish seems to be in the Mishnah Berurah's camp of. Okay. Okay, merely me'ikar din, it's all mutter. So yes, he says that one should be machmer for the Mishnah Berurah. He says that here. Mishnah Berurah kasav lahachmer. He says, yes, it's true, the Mishnah Berurah says to be machmer lito b'kaf kolz ma'at shi'ala eish, afkish basha kol tzarcho. V'nira, however, the berotz lahashra kader kashi'ala kirsh in a group. But if you have a situation where you're not going to be able to get it back, where you're not going to be able to put it back on, what else is he talking about? He's talking about the Friday night meal? Or what's the difference? He's talking about where you're going to have a challenge of chazara afterwards. So you're saying that the kula, this kula of the chazara, shouldn't apply to Friday.
He's talking about where your main meal you're not going to have. Maybe you'll leave it over for, maybe you're serving in two shifts. You're serving, I can give you a million scenarios.
No, I understand
where,
that.
Where you lose your Shabbos meal. He's not talking about going out why get involved with what he's calling Ein lo takana ela, I also like Shalom Friday, let's say, but the Ein lo takana ela lito bekaf efshe lahakel, just for enjoyment. I mean, it doesn't seem to be.
I don't think so. I think that one has the right to say that.
That's a separate issue. No, you can pass it. I'm saying, but I wouldn't build on a chazanish because he's saying
that Hagasa shouldn't get in the way. So you're saying he shouldn't get in the way of what? You're saying Hagasa only shouldn't get in the way of the meal, but for other. Onik Shabbos issues. Then you shouldn't violate Hagasa to get there.
No. But what I'm saying is, you won't be able to eat at all. Then I hear people are going to have a cold meal. That I hear. But just to have some children on Friday night.
But the Mishnah Berurah already gave you that kula. The Mishnah Berurah already is.
The Mishnah Berurah says that Eliyahu quotes Eliyahu.
No, he's saying you should be mat. No.
Right.
That Eliyahu Rabbah is going on the mechaber earlier on. He's saying that if it's off, the fire, one should be machmir.
Right.
Oh, sorry, that's agabe or mutul hotzi b'kaf mash.
That's what we're talking about. Lotzi kaf kim mashu beis Yosef.
No, but the mission. Okay. We see the pass. I thought we'd be passing like Beis Yosef. Nakashavir and Larabuz. But the Mechaber is only talking about when it's Mavashal called circle, anyways.
No. I'm not saying that it's a tremendous problem. I'm just saying that based on these two acronyms, the Chazanish and the Igros Moshe, they don't seem to be talking lechat chila. This is where you have no other choice, and it's hard for me to see how the desire to eat shalom Friday night is a have no other choice scenario.
I think that is sufficient grounds. I mean, there is no other way to get around this halachic issue. If that's the case, if there's no other way around it, so then the magus falls to the wayside. That's the way that I read the Chazanish. But I also disagree with most people do it. I mean, most people do assume that you would take it out of the crock pot and then put it back in. I don't think that that's a good idea. I think that you are running a risk. You are running several chazara risks. I don't to do that is not really an issue because even the idea of al gabi karka could fall away b'di'evit. But I think the risk of violating Hagasa is less of a risk than that of violating Chazara with the alternate option. So if one assumes that one could violate Hagasa, or not necessarily violate, but at least violate the Ramah's rendition of the Kolbo's rendition of Hagasa, so then one is permitted to do so. That's my suggestion.
This Machlo Hakel, I think that's what's bothering you. It's a double.
Efshel
Hakel. He says Efshel Hakel at the end of the Chazon
Ish. That's long.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got it as big as I could.
Good.
That's my suggestion. I think that A, it's mutter, and B, that the best way to do it is just to take a pot off of today, take the cover off, scoop out, and then put the cover back on. Yes?
Both Hagasa and not putting it down are from the same thing, right? It shouldn't look like you're cooking.
The cover? Or putting it down?
Not putting it down is because it shouldn't look like you're cooking it, right?
Not putting it down is mechzikim vashel, right? Once you have a plach there, right?
Also comes from that.
No, that's not what the Ravosh is suggesting. That the fear is that you actually would be cooking, and that you are.
That would be worse.
What?
Based on that, Hadassah would be worse.
But right, but it's a far fetched, but Rove cases doesn't happen. One can rely. I'm invoking Rove, but that's a rare case. I mean, even also it's the same thing with the Tefera Shmuel. I mean, less because maybe it's not really fully cooked, and then you may come to violate the Nesid Rice. But still, it's only the
other issue is that there are Rishonim who hold. I mean, what's the yisod of the problem of Hagasa? Is it speeding up the food, or is it mixing in parts of the food or mix them before, according to that second sheet which exists or shown in the Ritva, others hold it, then you might have a problem even in what you're considering cold sorfo by mixing it, you may actually be violating Hagasa according to all those other Rishonim.
Hagasa Rishona did.
Well, then why would it be different off the flame?
Yeah. No, how do you deal with all the Gemaras that we have to get into? I'm just saying.
Yeah, but all of them stop at. All of them stop at Mavishal Kol Tzorcho, though.
No, but according to that sheet, of Kol Tzorcho might be that you have to be sure that all the ingredients are fully mixed.
Not Inachi, not, but all Rishonim would say that. I mean, all Rishonim would say
that. No, because some Rishonim hold it by all, it's only that you're speeding up the cooking process.
Right, but if you're speeding it up, then that you only have a problem with speeding up the cooking process if it's not cooked yet. So right. Discussion is only pre-Michael Ben-Drusai.
No, that I agree, but that's not true for those Rishonim who hold that it's mixing the ingredients better. Machal Ben Drusoy might not be the limiting factor there, as I'm saying. You could have something that's cooked more than Machal Ben Drusoy, but in separate,
Right, but this discussion, as you look at it, it is fully cooked. I mean, all the ingredients are fully cooked. One would look, you would assume that it's all there already. Okay. Yeshikov, thank you. Who is...